Welcome. This is The Interview with me, your host, J. Douglas Barker. In a global world, I have had the honor of having conversations with writers and influencers from many cultures and countries, including my home country, the United States. Join me for the journey and conversations with some incredible people. These are their stories. This is The Interview. Welcome. This is The Interview with me, your host, J. Douglas Barker. In a global world, I have had the honor of having conversations with writers and influencers from many cultures and countries, including my home country, the United States. Join me for the journey and conversations with some incredible people. These are their stories. This is The Interview. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book title is Buddy the Butterfly. And joining me is the author who joins me from Pennsylvania, Dawn Marie Woroniak. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Dawn Marie, is that how I should address you, perhaps?
Yes.
Excellent. You live in Pennsylvania. You have done a variety of things in your life. How long have you wanted to be an author, and how did this book get written?
Well, I didn't originally plan to become an author. About 7 or 8 years ago or so, I did put testimonies together throughout the country for a book called Victory Embraced. And now I have a blog called the Victory Embraced Testimonial Blog. And it's under Victory Embraced Ministries. So I still do collect testimonies throughout the country, but it's on the blog now because I found out being an author collecting testimonies, unfortunately, you have to wait quite a few years for those stories to bless others when you're compiling them in the book because of the book process.
Right. So as an author, I'm just to explain to my listeners, your book then is definitely faith-based. You have a strong personal Christian faith that is part of this endeavor. The butterfly is your main character in this, and is this a book that adults would enjoy, or is it, as I understand it, one that maybe is targeting a younger audience?
Well, it definitely targets the younger audience because I originally wrote Buddy when I was a teacher in the preschool kindergarten department at a local Christian school. We used to teach every springtime the life cycle of the butterfly, and the teachers would order the caterpillars in the mail. We would get the butterfly nets and then go from there. And I thought a story would go great with this. So I wrote Buddy the Butterfly then, and I couldn't keep him in the drawer anymore at home because I thought it would be a great resource for Christian schools and homeschool organizations nationwide. He targets preschool through fourth grade, and he would be great for the science curriculum.
And the main character, Buddy, that would be you have brought him to life, not just a visual of a butterfly. Does he converse with the reader?
No, in the story, he doesn't converse with the reader. But he is talking, God is talking to Buddy because during the process of becoming a butterfly, Buddy's scared when he's in the chrysalis. So God gives him encouragement throughout the book. It is biblically integrated. The words for the story are on the left page, and then on the right pages are scriptures that coincide with the left page. So it flows very nicely, and it teaches kids and adults very much so about not to be afraid, who they are in Christ, and just a lot of different character building messages throughout.
Well, we're in a scary world right at the moment, and for children, that would be something that they need to hear. first of all, that they're okay, and the future is going to be secure if they have a certain decision-making process in their development. The illustrations in your book, how would you describe them? Was it difficult for you to find someone that really, you know, put your emotions and your storyline to print that you were pleased with? And how long did it take?
It took about, once I contacted, I went through self-publishing. Once I contacted Christian Faith Publishing, it took about like 7 to 8 months altogether to get fully out. And it is a tedious process, so definitely patience is needed. And this whole project was, I pray a lot, so it was covered in prayer. The main character, Buddy, he was originally designed not by Christian Faith Publishing, but Christian Faith Publishing did an excellent job keeping true to the original design. I have two friends, Brian and Sean Christogis. They are twins, and they're in ministry for many years. They are artists and singers, and they're known to the minister to the stars of Hollywood, sharing Jesus. Well, Sean did the original design of Buddy, and he did a fantastic job. And during the book editing process, Sean suddenly passed away at the age of 55 this past summer.
Wow.
So Brian and Sean are twins, so if everybody could pray for Brian. Twins have a very special bond.
Yes, they do.
And Sean was a minister of the gospel, singer, performer, who loved the Lord with all his heart. So it is awesome to me that Buddy the Butterfly is in essence a tribute to Sean.
That's definitely part of what you have described. It definitely sounds that way. The character and the storyline itself, you say it was really written a while ago, and then at one point you decided to take it out of its hiding spot and maybe tweak it somewhat. How long did it take for you to get it to the publishing stage after you decided, I think I'd like to share this with the world?
Not too long. Now, you know, with self-publishing, there are costs with that. And my husband and I are Dave Ramsey people. So we save before we don't want any debt. So we saved money. I even sold things we didn't need around the house. I put on Facebook Marketplace because this was a goal of mine that God put on my heart very deeply. So once we had the money together, it didn't take very long at all. And then getting back to your questions about I'll get to the other illustrations of the story. We talked about that Buddy the Butterfly. The original design was by Sean Christogis, and Christian Faith Publishing did an excellent job staying true to that. But the other illustrations was done by the publisher themselves.
Wow.
And they did excellent. But that was all through details that I gave them, what I wanted to see on the page.
Yes.
And it was very important to me that the caterpillar in the story had some of the characteristics, like Buddy's eyes. When Buddy is a true butterfly, I wanted the caterpillar in the story to have that same eye. So the kids, as a teacher, the parent or grandparents reading the stories, I wanted the kids to be able to see, I could see Buddy, he's changing, but they could see his eyes didn't change, you know? So I wanted some parts of him to stay true throughout, so the kids and everybody reading could say, oh yeah, I could see him changing there. So
Well, describe to the listener what the moral of the story is, and I understand, of course, on a personal level what your goal was, but explain to my listeners what was the moral intent of sharing the story of Buddy?
Well, the moral intent was to plant seeds in everybody's heart that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. God cares for us. He is always near. We can do all things through him. And those are the major lessons of the book. And with everything going on in the world today, in schools, and there's a lot of, the world's different than when we grew up. So it was very important to me that there's a book that kids could read, you know, when they're able to read, teachers could read to them, grandparents, parents, and even aunts and uncles read to their nieces and nephews, that plant seeds of who they are in Christ.
And would you describe this book as, and I don't think I have a question that really is that complicated, but is it a book that they will read as an adventure or as an instructional manual? I mean, what do you think will inspire them to maybe go back and read it over and over again?
Oh, I think it's inspirational. Yeah, I think it's inspirational. And definitely they learn the life cycle of the butterfly through it, but it's a inspirational story. Like, I pray as people read the last words that the message of Buddy the Butterfly stays in their hearts and is able to grow. And if they don't know Christ yet, that a seed has been planted.
Beautiful. Yeah. So this is not necessarily a preachy book, but it's one of encouragement and inspiration mm-hmm. for a younger generation. Yeah. I guess your readership, the target, if you want to call it a target audience, would be what, under 10 years old, perhaps?
Yeah, it's preschool. So like age three-year-olds through fourth grade. So 9, 10. Well, actually, like eight or nine.
Yes, eight or nine. It's colorful enough that hopefully it'll become a book that they'll want to keep in their library as a child and maybe even carry over into adulthood and share with their children, should they have any. This is a colorful book, the title of which is Buddy the Butterfly. And my guest author for today's program has shared her heart and her story, her passion, Dawn Marie Woroniak. Where do we get copies of this, Dawn Marie?
People could get copies at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and iTunes. And if people do purchase a copy, if they could write a review, that would help a lot. And they could also follow Buddy the Butterfly on his Facebook page.
Wow. He has he must be old enough to qualify as a Facebook guy. Then.
Yes. And it's available in hardcover, paperback, and ebook.
Fabulous. Well, Dawn Marie, thank you for joining me today. Listeners, you can do a search under her name and find this book, or under the title. Her last name is spelled Woroniak. Woroniak. And the book again is Buddy the Butterfly. So you can do a search under either of those. Your local bookseller can also retrieve this and get a copy for you if you don't choose, Amazon and the other online publishers. Dawn Marie, is there another book in the works coming in the near future?
Well, I am praying for, I do have another Buddy idea. And I am praying for a traditional publisher to come along this time to partner with me. So I don't have to go the self-publishing route.
All right.
So
I
have an idea for a history book for Buddy the Butterfly where he, I can't give it all away, but.
You could give all of it away. We could write our own book. No, we don't do that. No.
So I have another idea, but I'm praying for like a traditional publisher.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck to you and your future, and also that lots of readers will be inspired and hopefully have a positive outlook as they read this first edition, Buddy the Butterfly, and be on the lookout for it, of course, in the future. Listeners, you can also search online for Buddy the Butterfly, and I'm sure find all of the social media aspects and ways to get in touch with Dawn Marie. Thank you, Dawn Marie, for sharing your story with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
My pleasure. For the interview, this is J. Douglas Barker. Join us again for The Interview with J. Douglas Barker for an adventure of discovery and conversations with new and trending authors.